From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Wednesday, August 12th, and here are today's stories. Over two decades after the fact, the state has dropped charges against two men connected to the presumed death of Beverly Ann Ozuna Ulrich. The Butte County State's Attorney's Office writes that the state does not presently have sufficient admissible evidence to prove these charges beyond a reasonable doubt. As such, the state dismisses without prejudice charges against Stephen Ulrich and Max Picola. Both were indicted separately in connection with Ozuna Ulrich's disappearance in Belle Fouche in October 2003. She hasn't been seen since. Ulrich, Ozuna Ulrich's estranged husband, faced a potential murder charge, alternating first and second degrees. Picola was charged with aiding and abetting murder alongside accessory charges. However, prosecutors say a dismissal without prejudice does not mean a determination of innocence and does not prevent charges from being filed in the future if new evidence is found. The State Board of Regents, which oversees South Dakota's public universities, seeks to expand artificial intelligence offerings to students. CJ Keene reports.
Four new programs, ranging from bachelor's to doctoral degrees in AI-focused fields, are coming to Dakota State and South Dakota State universities. A statement from the board says it builds upon AI plans adopted earlier in the year, integrating AI into teaching, research, and workforce development. Meanwhile, in June, private Mitchell Institution Dakota Wesleyan announced its plan to utilize an AI company for students and faculty. University leadership says it levels the playing field for students of all economic backgrounds to have access to the same tools, although it raised a question of academic honesty via the use of AI. This is different from what the state system is doing, but both highlight the growing influence artificial intelligence has on the education process. Regental representatives write expanding these offerings and implementing responsible artificial intelligence in the state gives students technical expertise and the ethical foundation to succeed in an artificial intelligence-enabled future. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
A new report shows the Freedom 250 events at Mount Rushmore produced one of the strongest tourism weekends in recent history. But officials say revenue from the event still fell well short of the cost. A research firm estimates the events generated over $2.3 million in total economic impact. Nearly $1.5 million of that comes from direct visitor spending. That same report says the state invested $2.8 million in the event. That's over $400,000 more than the economic impact. However, tourism officials say the state also benefited from global exposure. The report estimates digital media coverage reached over 53 billion impressions, generating an estimated $50 million in publicity value. It appears Democratic candidate for South Dakota Governor Dan Ahlers has chosen his running mate. The South Dakota Secretary of State's website lists Stephen McCleary as Ahlers' lieutenant governor. McCleary is a former state legislator. Ahlers' campaign has not yet made an official announcement. He's running against Republican incumbent Governor Larry Roden. State officials hope a conference can continue to break the stigma around mental health in South Dakota. Jackson Dirks reports.
There's chatter in Sioux Falls. That chatter is the direct result of a state department trying to continue the conversation around mental and behavioral health. The Department of Social Services held its fifth annual conference. This year centered around a single idea, your journey matters. Brenna Kudum is chief of the Division of Behavioral Health Services at DSS. She explains the importance of that idea.
Your journey matters. And so I think that's really what we want to get the story out, is we want people to understand that everybody's life matters. Everybody's journey matters. Everybody's different. Everybody's experiences are different, but that everybody is a vital part of society and everybody matters.
That message is highlighted through keynote speakers and breakout sessions that touch on the importance of helping people.
As a helping profession and people who care for our kids, who care for our adults, all different walks. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have teachers, educators, and mental health professionals who all attend this conference. And every single one of us touch people.
The conference also included family members of those affected by behavioral health challenges and individuals who died by suicide. Kudum hopes that conventions like this and continuing to have the conversation can shape the culture around mental health in South Dakota.
I'm a firm believer the more conversations you have about it, the more you talk about it, the more we normalize behavioral health concerns, the more people are going to be willing to step up and kind of say, hey, something's hurting or something doesn't feel right. Or the opposite, maybe the more we talk about it, somebody's going to be able to look at that person and say, are you okay today?
Attendants in the conference also learned beyond just conversation. Breakout sessions looked at state policy and behavioral health, impacts of social media, integrating Native American cultural perspectives in behavioral health, and more. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
After a strong start, traffic numbers are starting to slump at this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. The Department of Transportation counts traffic at 9 locations throughout the Black Hills during the rally. The opening 2 days saw traffic up nearly 3% from the 5-year average. But those numbers declined Sunday and Monday, down around 8% from the average. The DOT says they've counted more than 223,000 vehicles so far, overall down about 3% from the average. The city of Mitchell is considering building a community splash pad. Mayor Jordan Hansen posted on social media that adding a splash pad is one of his, quote, top priorities for the 2027 budget. The city is still early on in the process of crafting next year's budget, but Hansen says he's working with the city council and departments to make a free splash pad a reality. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News. And visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.